This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest, our Monday edition, are brought to you by the Farm Challenge of the Week on This Week in Agribusiness, sponsored by Bayer. I'll have today's stories coming right up. As the new crop season begins, farmers should take stock in one important part of their business, their data. An associate professor at Ohio State University, John Fulton, offers insight into what farmers should do as the season begins.
First of all, what data are we collecting on the farm today? Define that to some extent so you know what's available as you speak to others that are going to provide services, or you want to generate recs or information from that data on farm, you need to kind of get that. Secondly, I think more importantly today, as we think about all these digital tools and people that are providing services, how am I going to share data and which data is required by those services to render back that information and recommendations? So, you know, understand what I've got I can collect today, and maybe what I'm not collecting today, but then the sharing part of that, and probably the biggest thing that a farmer needs to focus on, or someone helping that farmer, is being able to organize that data.
John said most farmers already have a lot of data on hand. The next challenge is getting it into a useful form. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Our flu season will still be going on for several weeks yet. But in many of the states here in the heartland, the flu appears to be easing. It's actually the worst now out west, California, Arizona, Nevada. A half dozen northeast Kansas counties, though, still have a severe flu outbreak. From This Week in Agribusiness, those black vultures that have been a problem in southern Missouri and Arkansas are now becoming a problem in southern Illinois. A University of Illinois Extension specialist says Interstate 64, as it crosses the southern part of the state, appears to be about the cutoff line. The vultures use a coordinated attack as they go after cattle. Some will team up on the mama cow to distract her, while other vultures come from another direction to go after the calves. The birds have been very brazen, sometimes attacking close to barns. And when the farmer comes out in his pickup, the vultures leave, only to return when the farmer is gone. One expert said the producers may be losing more calves to vultures than they realize, that some of the losses chalked up to coyotes or other predators may be vulture losses instead. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, freed at last, former Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Norethy gets sworn in to his new Washington job tomorrow night. Now, the ceremony will be in Iowa. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue will handle the honors. It'll be at the Iowa Ag Leaders Dinner. Northey's confirmation to the USDA job was held up for many months by Texas Senator Ted Cruz in the tussle over ethanol policy. The governor of Indiana went on a beer run yesterday, calling attention to the fact that his residents may now buy their booze and carry out on Sundays. Longtime Chicago rock and roll jock John Records Landecker, who lives in northern Indiana, noted the occasion by quoting the 60s hit record by the group Spanky and Our Gang. "Sunday will never be the same," John said. And if you're old enough to remember, or you heard that on oldies radio, that song may be dancing in the jukebox of your mind the rest of the day now. That's the day's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Challenge of the Week, sponsored by the folks at Bayer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.